Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you downloaded us from. Thanks very much for downloading us. We, as usual, are brought to you by Persona Nutrition. You can personalize your vitamin just for you, personalized for you. Can you imagine that? Personalized. Yes, our sponsor is Persona Nutrition. I take my personalized supplements, and you can too. Take the free online assessment. You can get your recommendation at mypersona.com. And when you do that, the first time you do it, you get 50% off if you go to mypersona.com/Roizen. mypersona.com/Roizen. So the A segment, which this is the medical news of the week. And do we have some wonderful news for you? And if you will, it's always the A segment and what it means to you. My top story is that a lot of states, New York State and many cities, California, Ohio, some cities in both states and many other states, are now banning plastic use bags. What does that mean, that grocery bags? That means that you're, and there's a reason for it. They say the average time of use is 14 minutes. I don't believe that because you got to carry the stuff home. But the average time of use is clearly less than a day, and it takes 1,000 years to degrade. So they want you to use reusable bags. What's the problem? You have all kinds of bacteria grows. Those bags get pretty foul. So what's the solution? The solution is, one, you want to get bags that you can wash, such as canvas or cotton. And if you have permanent ones, meaning that aren't canvas and cotton, you want to make sure you can have canvas or cotton liners that you can pull out and put in the washer. High heat, detergent, high dry, so you get rid of all those bacteria, fungi, animals, whatever else you got in there. Yeah. The study showed 99.9%, that is only 1 out of 1,000, didn't have bacteria, and 50% of the bacteria were what we call coliforms. That means they come from your poop or someone's poop. And that can make you sick. Pretty disgusting, eh? So, wash them every week. And don't leave them out in the sun in your car, because that heats them up and lets the bacteria grow if it's not too hot a sun. Some, obviously, really hot sun will kill the bacteria, but most of the times it just proves that you've got a petri dish. So wash them so you don't get sick, and then label them. Have one bag for poultry and one bag for produce and one bag for, if you will, canned goods. By the way, canned goods have a lot of the packages that just had canned goods in it, you think wouldn't have anything. There's a lot of stuff on the canned goods. Apparently some bugs walk along your canned goods before you get them. So always wipe off the top before you open it with something clean. Okay, so that's the top story. Other than, of course, coronavirus, but because you read about that in the news, I'm not going to talk about it, other than to say it's more risky and uses your own immune system to hurt you. So that's why it's hurting people in the Middle Ages more than even older people. Of course, the inflammation in older people breaks loose plaque from the plaques in your arteries, causing heart disease and stroke, kidney problems, even leg problems. And in the real young, well, they're actually getting sick, but not as sick as the middle age, whose immune system is being used to create inflammation. That's why you get lung disease and all the problems from it. It's going to come back in the fall if it doesn't get us now. So hopefully we will have vaccines. We're told the vaccines are in animal testing. if they work, we'll have enough by July or August to immunize us in the fall immunization session. Tired and stressed, most teens are bored with high school, but there's a real problem. Not only are they bored, but their excitement time isn't the excitement time I had when I was in high school where I wanted to learn. I was curious. I still am, obviously. But their good time is their calm. That's how they, the best comments they have are calm at school or it's okay. You've got to get kids excited. We're in problems if we don't get them. For patients on blood thinners or aspirin, you're bleeding, if you see red or black in your poop, that may signal colon cancer and it leads to earlier detection. That's a good thing, earlier detection. So if you see redness in your poop and you go to your doctor and it's not hemorrhoids, then you got to say, get that colonoscopy. Make sure you do. CRISPR, gene editing. Can you imagine us editing our immune system to fight cancer? Well, hopefully we'll get editing our immune system. We'll get some therapies that really work against coronavirus and other things so that we can fight those better. But they're designing immune cells, so they find a part of the cancer cell that's unique to it, that's not like our own cell. They put it into the immune cell so that the immune cell will attack it. Amazing. And then you can get rid of cancers that you never thought of. Some workers are bringing toxins home to their kids. Yeah, make sure if you work in a place that's got lead or asbestos or anything else that you wash off and get rid of that outfit before you get home. Virus, obviously, one of the things that the coronavirus and the flu deaths have taught us, you got to get the flu shot every year. Nurses may need suicide prevention screening. When you go to the hospital, nurses ask you, are you safe at home? Are you worried? Do you ever think of killing yourself, et cetera? Well, it turns out male nurses are killing themselves at twice the national rate. They need suicide prevention screening, too. And miso soup, it's a comfort food, but the people who eat it four more times a week, it's a soy paste soup, but they're living about 20% longer. Pretty amazing. So having that soup, I don't know whether it's you take time out or whether it's comforting or what it is about that soup, but the people who have it are living longer.
More of You, the Owner's Manual, coming right up. But let's take a moment to talk about your health. Dr. Roizen will tell you that a common question he gets asked often is what vitamins he likes, what he recommends. Without knowing more about their needs, that question used to be almost impossible to answer. Now, however, it's easy. Go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and take your free assessment. It's a smart and easy way to get personalized supplement recommendations. The Persona Assessment is backed by the latest nutritional research and the expertise of Persona's Medical Advisory Board, which consists of 8 nutritionists, a pharmacist, and 5 medical doctors, including Dr. Michael Roizen. All the latest scientific data and nutritional research put into one supplement program personalized for you. Just take the 5-minute assessment to get your free recommendations based on your goals, lifestyle, allergies, special diets, and prescription meds. Convenient vitamin packs are delivered to your door each month. Whether you want to sleep better, have more energy, or simply stay as young as you can, go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and get 50% off your order today. Half off now at personanutrition.com/Roizen. That's R-O-I-Z-E-N.
Who of the elderly should cut back on driving? Well, if you have depression or hearing problems or musculoskeletal problems moving, maybe you should cut back on driving or at least get some things to help you drive so you can focus. How do you test this? We don't know, but speed of processing games is one. Do a speed of processing game now on the internet. It helps you prevent dementia, but monitor yourself every now and then. And if you see it slowing, maybe you should talk to your doctor or your family about giving up driving and taking more Ubers and Lyfts or taxis. And it turns out those with hearing, musculoskeletal problems, and depression have more accidents. So if you're starting to have accidents, if you're starting to have accidents, you want to make sure that your driving skills are up to par or up to where they were. Drugs fail to slow decline in inherited Alzheimer's disease. This is drugs that harvest that get rid of the amyloid protein or that get rid of the tau protein. They did succeed in getting rid of it, but didn't succeed in decreasing the risk of, if you will, the disease that is dementia. What about and I don't know, the allergy? Are people getting benefits from the new peanut allergy pill? New peanut allergy pill, it actually has a strong benefit in that it allows the child, especially, that's who it's being used for, to inadvertently, to accidentally or negligently get exposed to some peanut dust without having anaphylaxis, without having a serious reaction, and being able to survive. So that's an important thing, and that's what the peanut allergy. Now, how do you tell whether you've really got an allergy or just, if you will, having rhinitis, that is a drippy nose? Well, it turns out you've got to keep a log. What were you exposed to? What time of year is it? Is it always when the trees are coming out? So keep a log and show your doctor, and he or she will be able to help you figure out whether it's an allergy and you need something to combat that allergy, or you need to stay away from that food or environmental trigger, or whether it is something else. 10 tips for healthy living with heart disease. Quit smoking, ditch unhealthy foods, go to a Mediterranean diet, avoid animal protein, do some physical activity, limit alcohol use, reduce stress, manage stress, control your weight, take your medications, see your doctor regularly, and seek support. Of those, I think seeking support, getting someone who is always there to help you, is probably the most important thing. By the way, one of the key segments that I love in our past or recent past is 982B, where we talked to, actually it was 982B when we talked to Ken Druck, who's the author of Raising an Aging Parent, a superb section, Raising an Aging Parent, Guidelines for Families in the Second Half of Life, talks about how to talk to your parents, and it's actually support for your parents that's so important. 5 ways cancer boosts your career. It boosts it by increasing your productivity. It increases your creativity. It makes you a better colleague. It reduces your cognitive decline with age, and it bolsters mental health. I think those are the stories that we wanted to go over. There's also one more story, and that is how 5 ways to exfoliate your skin. Exfoliation is basically getting rid of the dead cells. And how do you do it? It is with a alpha or beta hydroxy cleaner on a little rough washcloth, ultrasonic cleaning brush, using retinols, that's a little more, mechanical exfoliation, and chemical exfoliation. Those are the types. I think the key story this week is one we've learned from the virus outbreaks, and that is make sure you get extra sleep, make sure you take precautions before you get your vaccine, and make sure to stay alert, wash your hands, and keep alert. We have some great guests in the past, obviously. 980B was 979B was John Lehrer, president of the Parkinson's Foundation. Superb information on what you do with a early diagnosis of Parkinson's for you or your family. 980B, one of my favorites, Neil Barnard, Your Body in Balance, and talking about hormonal balance that you can get with food. 981, Ken Druck, Raising an Aging Parent, and 982, James McKenna, Safe Infant Sleep. We'll be back next week with another new You, the Owner's Manual story, and if you will, talk about the news of the week and what it means to you. I want to remind you that we are brought to you by Persona Nutrition. It is, in fact, the vitamins and supplements can be personalized to your needs. You can take the free assessment at mypersona.com. You can talk to a nutritionist there. You can find out what you're missing. Imagine supplements customized to your needs, and that you get to talk to someone who's really knowledgeable. After you take the assessment, they can go over with you. Maybe you don't need anything, or maybe you need something, and they can talk to you. That's where I get my personalized supplements. You can too. Take the free online assessment and get your recommendations at mypersona.com. I always have one story that I call the longevity is the next disruptor story. And that is the story this week that I loved. If you will, the longevity is the next disruptor story is the one on blood thinners and GI bleeding. If you're taking aspirin or taking a blood thinner and your stools turn black, tarry-like, that's blood in them. Or if they have red in them, that's blood in them. And assuming you're not having beets for dinner that a day before that day. And then that tells you maybe you've got something in your GI tract. Get a colonoscopy. That's my longevity is the next disruptor story. And my Well Beyond Wellness story of the week, and this is one I love, is CRISPR gene editing created designer immune cells that fight cancer. We're learning how to edit your immune cells, grow them in culture, give them back. That's the same with stem cells and exosomes. Now they're using it for heart disease. We talked about that last week in Japan, a great study using induced pluripotent stem cells. They take your fat, they regress it to stem cells, like when you were 8 days old. So they're new cells, but they turn them into new heart cells. They actually have a key to turning them so they grow into heart cells, and then they're putting them into the damaged hearts, on the damaged hearts, and seeing if they can repair it. We don't know the results of that, but that's my Well Beyond Wellness story of the week. And of course, I always have a story of the week that's the odd omega story of the week, what to eat. And that was the miso soup story. Remember, eating miso soup 4 times a week. Obviously, you got 21 meals. You only got to eat it 4 times a week. Some people eat it for breakfast, some for lunch, some for dinner. Well, whatever you eat it for is it lets you live about 20% longer. Pretty amazing. And of course, our sponsor this week, as every week, is Persona Nutrition. I use my Persona for personalized supplements. You can too. And if you want to have some fun, take the free line assessment and get supplements personalized just for you. You can go to mypersona, P-E-R-S-O-N-A, mypersona.com. And if you do /Roizen, R-O-I-Z-E-N, you get a 50% discount on your first order. But whether you order them or not, you get to talk to a nutritionist. You get to take the free online assessment and see what are right for you. And then you can get these packs, morning pack and evening pack, so you get exactly what you need in an easy way to take them. MyPersona.com is the way to get that. And the discount at MyPersona.com/Roizen. Thanks, Luis and Joe, for great engineering, but especially thank you for downloading us and listening. 50,000 of you each week can't be wrong. I really appreciate it. Thanks again to My Persona for sponsoring us, but especially you for downloading us. You motivate us to keep you abreast and to let you live at the top of your curve till very near the end. Thanks again.